This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The pursuit for food has taken us into the wilderness, across rivers, and atop mountains. These journeys have connected us to the wild. It is this connection that allows us to experience the wild place this world has to offer, and search for both wild game and adventure. This is my adventure for food. So since today is Father's Day, I wanted to do a story about my dad, fishing with my dad. And I think I have spent, out of all the things that my dad and I do together, I think fishing is probably where we spend the most time together. So I have a lot of different stories of fishing with my dad. But this one is a pretty good one. So back when I was in, you know, first, second year of college, I brought my girlfriend, who is now my wife, down home for a weekend in April, so that she could go fishing with my dad. And my mom came with us, and our friend that always fishes with us came as well, Jeff. And we went to one of our favorite spots that we always do really well, on a stream called Sugar Creek. And this one stretch of stream that we always like to fish is under this bridge, or goes under a bridge. It's a paved, two-lane road, but it's not a major highway or anything. It's, just a rural road. So the five of us are all kind of just, in a line, 5-10 yards between us, casting out and fishing, and we're pulling in fish, we're having a good time, and we hear this big splash, and everybody's like, what's that? We look up, and on the bridge, kids are throwing rocks into the water. And they're like, hey, we're down here. Don't throw rocks. And, they saw us, they acknowledged us, and we thought that was the end of it. So we continue to fish and, catch a couple more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then all of a sudden we hear another big splash, but this time it was closer. And hey, we're down here. And splash, splash. So it was like, I think the kids were throwing rocks at us. So, me being the fisherman that I am, I just go back to fishing. You know, I want to catch fish. To hell with the kids on the bridge. I'm going to catch fish. But my dad was upset because he thought he was closer to the bridge. He thought they were trying to hit him with the rocks. He had yelled at him. He knew that the kids knew that we were down there. So he gets up out of the water and up onto the bank up towards the road, and he starts yelling at the kids. And the kids start yelling back. And my dad, not being one to lay down, mind you, this is April in northwestern Pennsylvania, so it's cold, relatively cold out. So when you're standing in water, you wear neoprene chest waders when you're trout fishing, you know, keep the cold water from making you cold. So he's up on the road yelling at these kids, and they keep throwing rocks. So my dad starts running after him. My dad was probably in his 50s at that time. I wouldn't say he is in the best of shape. He is what I would describe as portly. So he starts running after these kids in his chest waders, neoprene chest waders, and the kids are on bikes, and the road has a little bit of a hill. So the kid can't get his going on his bike. He can't get enough speed, and my dad's going to catch him. So the kid throws down his bike and starts running away. So and you know, I don't know what my dad thought he was going to do if he caught the kid, but it was an incredible display of athleticism for a 50-some-year-old man that is portly. So it was funny to watch, and it's a story that we always like to remind him of, and he'd probably be upset that I'm telling everybody. But yeah, that was definitely an adventure.